All right, Jeff Berthney starts out Barkley, Connor, and Lamar Jackson. Another Jeff in this draft, Jeff Rogers, guys. We talked about his first selection, which was Miles Sanders. And then goes a couple of high-end wide receivers. A lot of guys that are being drafted as wide receiver once here with Chris Godwin and Allen Robinson. Guru, for you, are you okay putting off until round four your second running back here? What do you make of the Sanders, Godwin, Robinson start?
You know, it's maybe he went a little, you know, BPA on this one. But, you know, you start off with a good solid pick, a little proactive here with Sanders. I think Godwin was probably the pick there in round number two. I think I probably, though, to answer your question, would have gone running back. There are a couple of choice running backs here. I think that's probably an ideal start through three rounds. As I've been saying every morning here on the channel, Monday through Friday, got to get into the running back business early or else you'll be left out in the dark. Some people like that. Some people enjoy that. Not me.
All right. Well, let's welcome in Jeff Rogers, the winner of the most creative fantasy football league in the decade. First, Jeff, thanks for taking some time out tonight. Why do you feel that you did have the most creative fantasy football league of the last 10 years?
Well, for starters, my fantasy football league doesn't even have a draft.
Whoa.
Oh, tell.
Yeah, we do everything by salary cap. And this dates back to 1994 was our first year before the advent of the online draft. And my college buddies and I had separated and were in different parts of the country. So we did a fantasy football league based on salary caps.
So I'm told you went to high school with Lewis Riddick, right? So
that's right.
Does he call you to pick your brain on the latest fantasy football kind of stuff?
I'm not sure he knows I exist anymore. We played basketball together as kids, and that's about it.
That's pretty cool, though. All right, so do tell us, why are you so high on Miles Sanders this year?
Well, you know, first of all, you know, earning the prize for most creative league, I felt the need to have a creative team name. And you know, as you see, I didn't announce my team name yet, so that I can announce it right now. My team name will be I Can See for Miles and Miles and Miles. We're going with a classic rock theme here with The Who.
My favorite band of all time.
Yeah.
And, I know you've deceived me, but now here's a surprise, Jeff.
Oh, there we go.
You know?
Yes. Now, I do love Miles Sanders, and I did consult with other members of my league, and they were good with me going Miles Sanders this early. We think he's going to have a big year. I am an Eagles fan, and we just hope he gets it done.
That's Jeff, a good point. Do you feel like you're representing your whole league here more than just yourself?
Absolutely. And this is, you know, my league is 34 members strong. We have 34 teams in this league. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I consulted a good five or six of them, and we're going into this together.
Yeah, I was going to ask Jeff, Bucks County, PA, right in my neck of the woods. I live 10 miles away from the bridge. So homer pick, was it, or best pick, or both?
Well, I got to tell you, I every day listening to you and Adam on the air, Adam is, you know, such a big Miles Sanders supporter. He really talked me into it. So this is an Adam Kaplan pick.
Okay. Adam Kaplan pick. Wonderful. Yeah.
And then, as you heard John Hansen say, he'd be more comfortable, Jeff, with at least having two running backs through the third round. Obviously, you felt the value was at wide receiver.
Yeah. Godwin being there in the late second round, I thought was, you know, I can't pass that up. And then I really have a soft spot in my heart for Allen Robinson as a Penn State fan as well. So, you know, I did think he was the best player on the board at that spot. And we'll figure out running back a little later.
We're getting intel on Jeff. Watch out for those Penn State guys coming
up.
Got
the whole Penn State squad here.
Can we do an on-air trade for Saquon Barkley at some point? Can we get this done? I don't know. I don't know if he's got the capital. Jeff Rogers, again, most creative fantasy football league of the decade, and he started out with a twist in the first round. Miles Sanders followed up by Chris Godwin and Allen Robinson. Jeff, again, we were talking about with the earlier Jeff Berthney, we appreciate you. Your listening, your support, all that. Congrats on being included in this Ring of Honor draft, and good luck the rest of the way, bud.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
.edu. This is Dave Lochran from Awesome-O Radio. Tune in tomorrow at 5 p.m. Eastern as I get you ready for the return of sports on Fantasy Sports Radio.
How about I give you a little boom shakalaka?
Earning the prize for most creative league, I felt the need to have a creative team name. And, you know, as you should see, I didn't announce my team yet, team name yet, so that I can announce it right now. My team name will be Haiku C for Miles and Miles and Miles. We're going with a classic rock theme here with The Who.
My favorite band of all time.
Yeah. And, I know you've deceived me, but now here's a surprise, Jeff.
Oh, there we go.
That was Jeff Rogers, winner of the most creative fantasy football league of the decade in our Ring of Honor fantasy football draft. Glad you're along with us out there in SiriusXM land. Folks, Sirius 210 XM 87 celebrating our 10th anniversary here of Fantasy Sports Radio. We've been doing it all summer long with the 10 of our most passionate, creative listeners out there. And Michael Fabiano and John Hansen, two of the best in the biz, drafting head-to-head with them tonight.
All right, let's get the...
I don't even.
I was in the mighty 860 at that point.
I'm in the big bold 904 these days. All right, let's get Jeff Rogers up here. Who, whatever, I don't know what the area code is for Pennsylvania or for Happy Valley, for that matter. But my man in the five spot, you know, kind of shook things up right there in the first round, Jeff. And kudos to you, man, for having the courage of your convictions. Right, you only get one shot in the first round. You took Miles Sanders, but you went full-on Penn State with Chris Godwin and Allen Robinson. Are the Nittany Lions going to carry you through? Is this your substitute for Big Ten football right here?
Yeah, I mean, no college football this year, or very limited college football. So, I'm doing this draft for my league, representing my whole league here. And we've got a lot of Penn Staters in the league, not me personally, but some of my good friends. But, yeah, I didn't even realize I was doing it. I thought Godwin was best player available, and kind of have always had a little bit of a man crush on Allen Robinson. So, you know, go Penn State.
I think the guru brought it up on a break. I didn't even realize it, John. I was like, oh, yeah, he did start out with three guys in a row from the same. If you're going to start out with a trio, that's a pretty good one right there.
I'm wondering, is that some type of record? I mean, how many fantasy drafts start with three guys all from the same college?
Jeff, let me ask you this. Better player, God Chriswin or Allen Robinson? It's pretty tight.
Yeah, I mean, I really had Allen Robinson ranked high. To be honest, I wanted Lamar Jackson in the third round. That was my target. But I couldn't pass on Allen Robinson after Jackson went. So, and I thought Godwin was the best player on the board in round two where I was. So.
Well, you got Jeff Berthny to thank for that, because he thwarted you by taking the best Penn State player probably with Saquon Barkley, he got Lamar Jackson. So
I would have loved to have had that fourth there in Saquon. almost picked up Gesicki in the 12th, but I went Noah Fant.
Yeah, you did. All right. Well, hey, again, Jeff, most creative fantasy football league of the decade. We're able to circle back to you and get some more thoughts on that. And, again, I do – for everybody out there, you get one shot in the first round. Don't take who Fabs likes or the guru likes or who I like. Take who you like. It's your squad. You have all the information at your fingertips. I think what we're seeing, guys, Fabs and guru, a lot of very intelligent listeners out there. As you said, John, any one of these guys can take you down at any given moment. They're all prepared. They come in. They know what they're doing. It's how the funny fantasy ball bounces sometimes is how it's going to end up in the championship week.
Absolutely. No doubt about it. And, sometimes even the experts, the flow of the draft doesn't really work for us. I feel like that's kind of been my draft tonight. I give myself maybe like a B, maybe. Not loving the team, but I have found that the toughest competitors in fantasy drafts are the avid listeners to Fantasy Sports Radio, period.
They come for you, and they're ready to go, man. They're eager. They're fired up. We love these guys and all of you out there who may have applied for a Ring of Honor spot. Hey, guess what? We hope to be around another 10 years. You know, maybe we'll do a 15th anniversary, whatever the case may be. There are so many people that were deserving out there to be honored. These 10 individuals got the call, and it's obvious that they know what they're doing here, Fabs. A very impressive group we've seen tonight, Mike.
Yeah, man, it's been great. You know, you and I and John, we do all these drafts with all these, you know, experts, analysts, and that kind of thing. And you guys all in this draft definitely showed that you belong and that you can hang. And I love the fact that people are so passionate about fantasy football. I mean, we've been doing this a long time. This is over 20 years doing it for me, and I really appreciate you guys and your knowledge and you bringing it. And by the way, Dennis Roy, I feel really honored because you're the most knowledgeable listener, SiriusXM Fantasy Sports Radio, and you told me my team sucks. So I'm feeling good, man. I'm all good about it. It's all great. You guys did just tremendous tonight.
I stenciled, handcuffed CEH with Darrell Williams in round 14. Love the move. Nicely done. Yep. All right. Once again, Jeff Berthney, Dennis Roy, Catherine Pickering, Richard Mallon, Jeff Rogers, Michael Stenzel, Chad Adams, Mike Nissen, Mark Mitchell, Don Kurgeon, and, of course, Michael Fabiano and the guru, John Hansen. Excellent competitors all. Good luck. There can only be one at the end, so good luck to all of you as you chase the championship in the Ring of Honor Fantasy Football Draft. Be listening all weekend, folks. We're going to have plenty of live drafts with pick-by-pick coverage. Keep it right here. For the guru, John Hansen, for Michael Fabiano, I'm Mike Dempsey, and for all of our producers, our engineers, all of our great listeners out there and our participants tonight, thanks for being a part of it. The Ring of Honor Fantasy Football Draft, wrapping things up as we celebrate the 10-year anniversary of Fantasy Sports Radio. Good night.